Thank you very much, Chair. Fairly self-explanatory. The report's on page 124. There's three main points I'd like to draw out. The first one is this report sets forward funding and plans for the delivery of a brand new school on the Albion Primary site, which is absolutely fantastic for the local area, which is needed and represents an expansion in the area. And as we know, primary school places are a key priority at the moment going forward. Also, the land that will be released on the current school site, and for those of you that aren't potentially familiar with it, the current school sits in the middle of the site, and it's quite an inefficient use of the open space there for use by the school and use by the children. So by moving the school building to the north of the site, releasing the bottom quadrant for new housing and new council housing, the remaining open space will be much more effectively used by the school and provide much better play space and outdoor activity space for the children there. And the final one is that you may recall from a previous cabinet meeting, we purchased 71 to 75 Albion Street, and this sets forward our plans to bring that forward for a mixed use development, and also notes progress on moving the GP practice to the former library site, the build out of the square, and that our commitment to Albion Street remains, and that the nearby major regeneration programmes, particularly Canada Water and Surrey Quays, will help to enliven Albion Street further and get it back to its former heyday and glory days, and being a destination for people in the local area, and link it through to the river in a much more sensible and thought through way, and help it be viable in the long term.
Thank you, Mark. Steve, James, anything to add to that?
I would just add really that this is principally an update report of a previous report on a mandate for the Albion Street regeneration, and really confirms progress on some key deliverables, one being the expanded and improved Albion Primary School, which has been supported both by parents and governors. Secondly, delivery of council homes in the area on a number of sites across the Albion Street area, and also improvement to the public realm as well. Part of this was the St Olaf Square at the front of the church, which would be preceded with compulsory purchase of some form of public toilets, and that would be laid out into a formal square at no cost to the public post, purse through a donation from a benefactor. So we're achieving and delivering on the principal objectives of the initial mandate, and we are making great progress. The school is going to be a fantastic new building. We've actually got a Finnish or a Scandinavian architect actually working on it. And it's really going to transform that little bit of Rotherhithe, which has always felt like a little bit of a lost piece of Rotherhithe. So I think it's really great news all around.
Thank you, Steve. And I bumped into the chair of Albion Primary School the other day, actually, and he just wanted to reassure me how much the school supported this proposal, and how they thought it was a fantastic and really much better use of land. And whilst the school would be on a smaller footprint, they thought it was much better. And anyway, singing the praises of the whole scheme, so this is kind of reassuring. Fiona?
I just wanted to ask for a bit more detail about how we're getting on with the former library site and discussions with the GPs, because actually providing a better health service there is really important too, because they need to expand, don't they? Premises on that growth.
Yeah, they're very keen to move into a building which is more fit for purpose. At the moment, what we've done, we've got some architects instructed, so CZWG that do the work for us. So it's really top class architects, and they're doing a test fit. We've got a kind of notion of footprint for the new building. I mean, obviously it's principally a block of flats, so the design of flats are driving it. It will mean expanding the footprint of the building so that towards the Norwegian church it will come up more or less to the boundary of the church, of the Norwegian church, that way, and extend slightly into the square of the direction. Now the initial test fit has come back to the doctor's practice foundation to be quite happy, and if that all goes to plan, we'll begin to cost it up and get a commercial negotiation with them.
Thank you. Obviously the chair of Albion Primary School gets lots of places, because I had the exact same conversation with him about yes, it Sanders. Okay, all right, it's me after all. he was clear about, you know, how this has been a real opportunity for the school, the community, and for our other ambitions for the area to all work together, but to really deliver a fantastic new primary school. And the primary school is part of, you know, a massively ambitious investment in our primary school estate, you know, the size of which, you know, really we haven't seen for a generation, several generations, and I think that's amazing news for Southwark children. I just wanted to quickly perhaps draw attention to paragraph 47, which talks about the overall primary expansion programme being under review. And I just want to make absolutely clear that all the expansions that we have committed to as an administration, you know, we will absolutely deliver those, and we will deliver them in high quality accommodation. I think it's, you know, perhaps the wording is not as confident as it might be, you know, but we are confident that we will deliver them. And of course, it's under review in the sense that, you know, it's an ongoing process, and we will no doubt have school places come back to Cabinet early in the new year, but we will be delivering on those commitments we've made.
Thanks, Vicky. Okay, well, unless there's anybody else who wants to speak on this, thank you very much to you for that. And can we agree the seven recommendations set out, page 124 to 125?